Attorney General Ashley Moody wants the courts to block a proposed assault weapons ban from going in front of voters. Last month, she asked the Florida Supreme Court to block the proposed constitutional amendment because it was misleading and deceitful. Now, Florida Democratic Party Chair Terry Rizzo is calling State Attorney General Ashley Moody's attempts to block the ban dishonorable.
To smear the work of gun safety advocates is shameful. Moody's repeatedly made her allegiance clear, and it's not to public safety, it's not to the values of democracy, and it's not to the people of Florida. Moody isn't proven. She isn't fighting for Florida. She's fighting to keep her A rating with the NRA.
The Ban Assault Weapons Now sponsored amendment banning specific firearms has caused a lot of controversy over how many and what type of gun could be outlawed. Alyssa Akbar has the FSU chapter of March for Our Lives. It's a youth-led movement for greater gun control that began following last year's shooting at a South Florida high school.
The Ban Assault Weapons Now constitutional amendment would effectively ban all semi-automatic rifles or shotguns that have detachable magazines or are equipped with a fixed magazine with a capacity of over 10 rounds.
A study done by the state's Financial Impact Estimating Conference suggests half of all shotguns and around 70% of rifles would fit the description. The ban is expected to cost the state over $20 million in lost revenue from taxes, coupled with the cost to start a gun registry. The NRA and gun-related business owners think the price is too steep, but Hialeah Democratic Representative Cindy Polo thinks banning guns is worth it.
Ultimately, let's ask one of the parents who's lost their child. So you can tell me millions, you can even tell me billions. That is not an industry that I am going to shed a tear over, especially if it means saving someone's lives.
The Florida legislature last month took a vote on having a special session to discuss gun control. The motion failed for lack of Republican support.